Two New Win is making history in Massachusetts. They became the first openly non-binary person elected to office in the state. They won an at-large seat on the Worcester City Council and will take office in January. Councillor-elect New Win joins us now. Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for being here. How does it feel to be elected to the City Council and to be making history twice? Because you're also the first Southeast Asian American elected to office in Worcester too, right?
Yes, I feel fantastic and really enjoyment of our community's achievement, because I never really thought of this win as just about me. I think it was a grassroots campaign for the people, by the people. And as for making history, I think it's a little bit surreal because I came in, you know, doing this for wanting change and not just, you know, I think having identities, which is really important, it's life-saving to have representation. But I never really anticipated being in history or having a historical moment. And so I'm still breathing that in.
Do you feel like you ran as the non-binary candidate, or did it feel more like a candidate who happens to be non-binary?
Definitely as a candidate who happens to be non-binary. I've been doing community work for over a decade and youth work for the last 10 years. So I was already entrenched in the community. I think a lot of people already knew me and knew my, you know, identities, and I've been always unapologetic with who I am. And so I think it just happens that I am non-binary. And I think that's the beautiful piece, is that we want to start looking at, you know, individuals holistically, right? And I think the perspective that I bring as a non-binary person, as a Vietnamese refugee, as a community organizer, is what, you know, really brings in the whole piece of like why I was elected.
Did you have to answer questions from voters about what it meant, or feel like you had to do education?
I definitely did. And I was actually really impressed and shocked. As a queer person, imagining, you know, what it would look like to door knock, I was actually kind of nervous. Like, I might get a lot of pushback or a lot of, you know, hatred and stuff. And I feel like, you know, there was some of that. I think we have a lot more growing to do. But more than not, I saw people, even elders, changing how they said my pronoun, you know? And I think that's a very beautiful thing for us to start making these shifts for each other.
What are going to be your primary issues on the City Council?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one of the huge things in Worcester that everyone is talking about is housing. We have a housing crisis, and I think we really need to tackle that in a way that, you know, really sets us up for the next few decades and not just the next few years. I think we need to talk about the ways in which our city, Worcester, is being developed. I think, you know, gentrification is a real thing, and I think development is okay. I think everyone wants Worcester to be a vibrant and beautiful city. I think it's how do we really parallel it in a way where community is part of the process and that it benefits, you know, all residents in Worcester.
And it's a lot of pressure being an example, a role model, but do you hope your success will motivate other underrepresented groups to run for office, either in Worcester or elsewhere?
Yeah, actually, that was kind of my plan when I was running. I was running at a time when I think, you know, the pandemic was happening. There was a racial reckoning in the summer, and I was feeling a little bit hopeless. And I felt like I work with youth and they were also hopeless. And I felt like as someone who accumulated, you know, some power and privilege from refugee to college educated to being a director to being someone in the community, seen as a leader, that meant I had the duty to like reflect and represent our community. And that's why I decided to run. And so I hope that people can see themselves in the government and believe and imagine themselves here.
Worcester City Councilor-elect Tu Nguyen, thank you so much for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.